Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Kevin Dyers.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yourself?
Doing quite all right. What can I do for you today?
Well, I received a notification in the mail regarding that they're setting up fiber in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can call ahead. To
do pre-order?
For free installation.
Perfect.
But I had a couple questions before.
Sure.
You let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm absolutely ready.
Okay. On the small print, if you will, it says actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Subject to usage. There was a period after that. Actual speeds may vary. You're not guaranteed. Okay, I get that. Then there was a period, and it says subject to usage restrictions. What does that mean?
So the usage restrictions are essentially depending on how much you're using, like how many devices you have connected. We typically provide large enough bandwidth, but say you have like 50 or 60 electronics that are connected to the Wi-Fi, maybe that might be a little small of a bandwidth. Of course, it does depend on like how much you use it, how often you're using it, where you might see those speeds slow down a little bit. But it's very unlikely if you choose the 1 gig or the 2 gig. It really just varies based on how many devices.
Right. So right now, I went online and I did a fast test. Right now we have on Time Warner, and I'm getting ridiculously low megabits. And if you hang on 1 second, I'll do a test right now and give you an actual usage on that. You're saying the monthly service for $70. Is for 1 gig downloads.
So the 1 gig.
Yes,
so the 1 gig is normally $79.99, but can you repeat the last part of your question? I do apologize. It sounded like you were a little far.
No, I'm actually I'm just doing to give you an idea. Just to give you an idea, we're right now with Time Warner and or Spectrum. I'm sorry.
Spectrum, yes, because they switched over from Time Warner.
Right, and we've been with them forever. And I'm just connecting right now, so I apologize. But
still
it's
with me
right now. It's megabits per second. It was like 370. What I'm getting now. So, and I don't even want to tell you what I'm paying per month with these guys. So what happens, that you guys come in, you hook me up, and right now I'm at 330 megabits per second.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get even close to that, or I'm assuming that it's going to be much more than that, probably double that.
More than double, actually. Actually, about almost triple.
Yeah, that's insanity for less for I'm not even it's I'm paying over $100.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel because I have the 1 gig for my connection back home because Archtop is not quite out where I'm at yet. So once they do get to my little town eventually, what will happen is I do plan on switching over because I was paying over 130 for a 1 gig plan and I only get 35 megabytes per second upload. And that's if I'm lucky. So with Archtop, we offer the 1 gig, which is 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload simultaneous. So
that's incredible.
Essentially like a roadway where it's a 2-lane roadway where you have one coming down, one going up, and they're both the same speed versus 35 megabytes on the upload. And if you're lucky,
less,
800 to 900 megabytes if you have the 1 gig plan with cable. So I completely understand how you feel on that one.
So the only other question that I had is in that same small print. It says residential services are subject to a residential services subscriber. What does that mean?
So basically, we have a separate service for business versus residential. Okay. Yes. So we always want to ensure that, hey, these are the prices for the residential plans that we offer. Business is a completely different department, and they are subject to, of course, different prices because businesses have a little bit more requirement.
Got it. Okay. Then can I, I think that your trucks, the guys are laying the lines now all over the neighborhood. I'm on Harding Avenue in Kingston.
Harding Avenue?
No, Harding.
Harding, sorry. Got it.
D-I-N-G Avenue.
Yep. Perfect. And what is the house number, please?
It's 99.
99, okay. All right, so 12401. And Harding. There it is. Yeah, so we are able to pre-order now if you'd like to get started with that setup. If it allows to go ahead with scheduling, I'll be able to schedule an appointment with you. If not, then what will happen is once we get closer to the date, because I'm seeing the in-service date as the end of August at the moment. Construction, it does take a little bit of while. They want to make sure everything is placed correctly. They want to make sure all the cables are laid correctly and are not going to run into any issues. And of course, they have to do the digging and also heading up towards the aerial if it's required to go aerial. But typically, we do prefer burial, just so that you're aware.
Okay.
So I know we spoke a little bit about this. This location is a home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you wanted to go along with the 1 gig, is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And if you don't mind me asking, approximately how large is your home by chance? Because we do utilize that to see if maybe you might require an extender for your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we have, I think it's like 2,000 some odd square feet.
Okay, so at that point, we would usually recommend one extender. It's not required. It's $7.99 a month on top of the $69.99 if you sign up with your auto pay and paperless billing. So that's up to you if you wanted to add it.
Is it possible to see how it goes?
Oh, absolutely.
If that's necessary afterwards, then I'll definitely add it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have the choice to add one anytime. We don't require it right away. If you feel like you want to just check it out, see if maybe those hard to reach spots are still reachable with the Wi-Fi, then that's perfectly fine.
It is a one level house.
So, okay. So it's not like we're going to have quite the distance to reach. Yeah.
No.
Okay. And did you want any landline phone service?
No.
Okay. All right, so 99 Harding Avenue, Kingston, 12401. That's the correct address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And you rent or own the property?
We own.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
It's the same.
All right. And Kevin, how do I spell your last name, please?
It's D-I-E-R-S.
Okay. Perfect. And your email address, please, because that will be the email that you use to log into the online portal.
Okay. It's last name first. So it's DIERSKEVIN at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And what is a good phone number for us to get a hold of you or to add to the account as a primary one?
Yep. 845-430. Mm-hmm. 3804.
Thank you very much for that. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Phone is fine.
Phone?
Actually, phone and text, because I may not be able to pick up
okay
at all at times.
All right, just for the text, just so that you're aware, at Archtop Fiber, we do notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and your billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You can revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Okay. I appreciate that. And as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score as it is a soft inquiry, not a hard one. We do need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If we do bypass the credit check, doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Okay. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Okay. And just bear with me as I get into it. So if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. I'm just getting the information in, and then I will ask you for your social once, and we will process that and get through with the rest of the setup. All right, and I'm ready for your social whenever you're ready.
It's 35-48-1815.
Thank you very much for that. And it's running now. Perfect. No need for a deposit. And we'll be able to keep going.
Good deal.
And we did discuss a little bit about the discount for the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that?
Sure.
Did you want to sign up with the checking account or the credit or debit card? If you do the checking account, that's what will bring it down to $69.99. If you do it with a credit or a debit card, it'll only bring it down to $74.99.
We'll do the checking account.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, I'm available for the routing and account number.
Okay, routing number is 22-197-1086.
Okay. And that's Rhonda out, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. It just notifies me as to what bank it is. And whenever you're ready for the account number.
3601-01-8912.
Okay, and it is your name on the account, right?
Yes.
Is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize the ACH debit payment every month?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, so we have enrolled you in the auto pay. And I know we spoke a little bit about how you heard about us at Archtop Fiber. I believe it was through the vehicle decals. Is that correct?
That's how I know you're in the area, but I received a flyer.
Okay. So direct mail.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything on your property that our installers should be aware of, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs?
And no, definitely not loose dogs for sure. But underground lines on my own property, I don't think that there's. I mean, there's depending on where they're going to be going will depend on, because we do obviously have sewer lines, water lines.
But are they in the front or in the rear of the property?
In the front. In the front.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that they'll have to do, I'm almost going to guarantee you that I'm not the only one on our street that will move to this. You know, I'm sure that they'll have to do a safe dig inquiry.
Absolutely. But typically, we don't dig too deep. It's usually about 6 to 8 inches.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah. So at least that's what my understanding from the construction team. So they don't dig too deep on your property. It's okay. Very minimal. That way it creates less damage to your lawn.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
No. Just prior to them coming, if they could let me know to do a survey, if you will, of the site, and then mm-hmm. we can speak about where they possibly might want to go with the line. Because on one side of my house, I have some, you know, I'm not an extensive, but pretty expensive paving that's been done. So I don't know if that's the side that we want to go on, but, you know, just so we can.
Okay. So you want to conduct a survey of the property
just
first.
Confirm where we want to dig or enter the house, if you will.
So I said, please call and let you know. You had to call. Before arriving for the drop line work, and I'll explain what the drop line is. Essentially, that's the line that connects the little junction box at the street to your home. That's the one that they will be burying. So that you may conduct a survey of the property first to see the best placement for the drop line and connection to the home.
Bingo.
Perfect. All right, perfect. So it is not letting me schedule at this time, again, because the in-service date is so far ahead. But I will let you know at least the disclosures. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What they may do is they may install that drop cable, which is the cable that connects from that little junction box by the street to your home, prior to the day of your physical actual install. But you don't need to be home for that part of the installation, but that is the one where I did notify them to at least contact you when it comes to doing the drop line work so that you can figure out the best spot for that cable and conduct that survey. If it's required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. It will not be buried yet. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of that placement.
All right. That's
now, I know that you said you have Time Warner at the moment, so to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Yeah. We at least recommend, you know, like, wait till the day after everything's connected. that way there's no issues and you maintain that connectivity.
Good deal. Okay.
And then so the gateway that we provide, the modem and router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. So what that is they'll send you a box with a return label so that you can send back the equipment if you decide, hey, we're moving and we can't take the service with us, or if you decide you're not happy. Another great thing is that we also don't have contracts, so it's contract free. You do get the price for 2 years, but you're not legally required to maintain that contract for 2 years. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email that you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. So once we get closer to that in-service date, what will happen is we will give you a call to go ahead and schedule. If we can't reach you, we'll leave a voicemail letting you know to give us a call back.
You got it.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help with today other than setting up service? All right.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. Enjoy.
You as well. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks.